Today on the Scott Radley Show on 900 CHML.
Time for Ben's story of the day. Ben is back at the home office, keeping us on the air, doing all the hard work while I just sit here and talk. Here's Ben's story of the day. I'm going to give Ben three stories from around the world if you don't know how we do this. Three odd stories. Ben will then decide, using whatever method he chooses, which one is his story of the day. There are no rules on this one. And Ben, we're going to start in Pennsylvania, where a high school was evacuated this week. The West Scranton High School, I guess that's where the kids from the people who worked in the office went.
That is the place, I would imagine.
Anyway, that high school was evacuated this week because a bobcat had got inside the school.
Oh!
And it was roaming around. And so the entire school, I mean, I've heard of schools being evacuated, sadly, for active shooter worries or things like that. Never for a bobcat. Anyway, they evacuated the entire school in a complete panic, got everybody out before they were torn apart by a bobcat. And when they finally found the bobcat, they discovered, it was a house cat. Somebody with a very active imagination had seen this thing and decided this was a carnivorous man-eating beast. Really, it was Fluffy.
Mittens got loose in the school.
Mr. Mittens, that's right, got the school evacuated.
He's huge, bloodthirsty, he's going to eat us all.
Actually, he just wants a little treat. and a ball of yarn. Story number two comes from England on Highway A14 between Cambridge and Brampton. This is great. There was a giant truck carrying tomato puree, I guess, to go to a production place or cannery or something. The driver of said truck did not realize that the truck had sprung a leak.
Uh-oh.
A hardcore leak. Enough that he was dousing the entire highway in tomato puree. So when you look at the pictures now, this looks like in the Old Testament during the plagues of Israel, where the rivers had run with blood. This highway looks like a horror movie from Carrie, where blood was, it's blood as far as, now it's tomatoes, but it looks like blood as far as the eye can see. How you clean this up? What animals could you even let loose to eat tomato puree? What animals eat tomato puree? I don't know.
This is one of the reasons why you should always make sure your departments are properly funded, because if you were underfunded with a dude with a garden hose having to go around with the little sprayer on the back of a pickup truck or something, man, this would take forever.
Well, especially when you consider this tomato puree was not just pure tomatoes. It's not just tomatoes.
Oh.
It's tomatoes and olive oil mixed together.
Oh, great. So it's not even
It'll make it impossible to clean up. It's going to be, and can you imagine how slippery that's going to be for the cars to come along and hit the brakes? You're on olive oil. You're not even going to slow down.
It's literally an oil slick from the movies.
Literally. Yes. It's a bloody, disgusting oil slick from the horror movies. Yes. That's how they're going to use, someone in a horror movie makeup wardrobe now thing. It's going, that's how you make blood. Got it. Beautiful. All right. Story number three. This one is one of the strangest stories I've seen in a long, long time. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, the sheriff down there is running for mayor. And I guess somebody did not like his candidacy, because during a campaign stop, he's on a little stage, one of those, not a big stage, but like one of those risers that you would have when you're doing a mayoral.
It's like 2 feet taller than the ground.
Yeah, something like that. And it's not a huge setup, but he's there. He's got the microphone. He is talking to the people. And all of a sudden in the video, out of the corner of your eye, you see something moving into the frame. And it is a drone, but the drone is not the thing that you're noticing. It's what's attached to the drone, which looks and it's dangling down, and it looks an awful lot like a male part. And somebody has attached a rather ambitious sex toy to a drone and flown it and tried to slam it into the mayor's head while he's giving, or the sheriff's head while he's giving a speech for mayor, which becomes only more ludicrous when one of his security people or helpers, finally it gets low enough, runs up and grabs it by the junk and rips it out of the sky. The whole thing is completely ludicrous. He was not injured. Maybe embarrassed.
Maybe into it.
No, I don't think into it. This is you're ducking for cover when this thing is flying by. Let's put it that way. You could have a severe concussion from this thing.
There's some heft to this.
Yes, as I say, it is. Whoever created this thing, and I don't just mean the drone and the attachment, whoever built the item was very optimistic. Will, your story of the day today be the school that was cleared out because of the bobcat that turned out to be Mr. Mittens? Will it be the English highway covered in tomato puree and olive oil, or will it be the drone flying sex toy that almost slammed into the future mayor's head?
I like the idea that this drone managed to make a very common English slang term for a male member and a head by trying to whack it into him. So something about that, plus I can only imagine what the joy of seeing this thing flying must have been like. That must have been a pretty powerful drone, too.
There you go. Ben's story of the day. Look it up. You'll find the video of it. It's something to see. I'll give you that.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play and listen to The Scott Radley Show.
Weeknights from 6 to 8
on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.